Welcome to the 2-Bit Cypher. I am your host, D Breeze, aka Petty Picasso. Welcome to season 3. You know, it's been a little minute, but I'm real excited to be back in the lab. Looking forward to, you know, another exciting year. You know, first and foremost, who am I? I am a mental health advocate. You know, I specialize in trauma. You know, specifically childhood trauma. I am a person who experienced some trauma at the age of 4, and I didn't start healing until probably my mid-30s. You know, I'm also a cancer survivor, so I've experienced a lot of trauma, and I'm also an empath, so I feel, you know, people's pain, and through all of that, I want people to, you know, be a lot happier, be at peace, and heal. And one of my goals this year is to do just that. I want to focus on healing and working through trauma. As I mentioned earlier, I am Petty Picasso. So naturally, I am a petty person. And I think being petty is a good conduit to healing. You know, I think it's a good boundary. And we'll get into that, you know, later on in the season. But that's kind of, you know, the surface level of who I am. And I just wanted to talk about what I would do if I were to start healing again, just to give some, you know, some people a guideline of some sort to healing. So let's get into it. First and foremost, I would suggest committing to healing. And what I mean by committing to healing is committing to everything that comes along with it. You know, the pain, the sadness, the, you know, the long road. You know, because that's what it entails. You know, you have to do some things that hurt, you know, and, you know, one thing that, you know, you probably will have to do, it involves some people or situations that have been around your life for an extremely long time. And anytime you have to make changes or even cut those out of your life, it's going to hurt. You know, it's gonna, you know, it might even put you into, you know, a dark space, but you got to know at the end of what you're doing, that there's light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. So know that your healing journey isn't going to be fun, especially at first, until you get over the hump. It's kind of like working out. Once you get over the hump, you know, you start to see gains, you know, and then once you start seeing those gains, you start looking in the mirror different, you know, your whole vibe changes. You know, so committing to the healing process is extremely important. And then after you commit, I would suggest draw yourself a roadmap. You know, how does your healing journey look? You know, because we all have experienced different traumas, right? Different lengths of traumas, you know, so and we're all different people. So healing isn't, you know, it's not the same for everyone. Okay, so you have to look at yourself and, you know, really figure out how does it look. One suggestion that I would have, start with boundaries. Okay, and I won't get into too much about boundaries in this video, but boundaries are about access control. It's about, you know, limiting access to you and limiting your access to negativity and, you know, things like that. There are a lot of negativity or negative things in the world, and boundaries help remove that. And they help keep the negativity away, right? So that kind of clears the pathway to healing. That's definitely what I would do, because I didn't do that first, but that's definitely what I would do first. Understand boundaries and, you know, try to figure out what works best for you. Like I said, for me, being petty is a boundary, you know, and I'll definitely get into that later on, but it is a boundary, you know, when understood, right? But you got to understand it just like anything else. So definitely read up on your boundaries and things like that. And if you don't know anything about boundaries, you know, ask some people. You know, I'll drop hints, you know, or not hints, but I'll drop some tips and things on boundaries. But at the end of one thing with tips and looking into boundaries is you gotta do what works for you. Okay, a lot of times when you research and ask, you think, oh well, I should do that. Well, it might not be for you. Even being petty might not be for you. Right? So you got to really look into it and, you know, test some things out. But definitely, I would definitely start with boundaries. Like I said, it clears the pathway for the healing process. And then next, I would go into acceptance. Okay, acceptance helps us with the things that have happened to us that we can't control, right? Especially if you've experienced some childhood trauma. A lot of those things happen, you have no clue what was going on, but they still affect you in your life, you know, and they affect you for a long time, and it never really stops affecting you, but you got to work through that. Otherwise, you're not going to properly heal, you know. So start with accept the fact that you weren't dealt a great hand, but even a great hand can, you know, win the pot, you know, and there's a lot of pain, and that's where, for me, that's where most of my pain is in my childhood and that trauma and the things that I could not control. And you gotta, for me, just accepting it and, you know, trying to move on. You gotta take a look at yourself now. Are you still here? Yeah, I'm still here. Is everything okay? Yeah, everything's good. Okay, well, it is what it is. It was shitty, it sucked, but yet I'm still here. I'm still thriving. You know, I'll definitely get into, you know, more about acceptance later on as well. After acceptance, I would go into accountability. Now, accountability is extremely hard, but that helps us with the things that we've done, you know, ourselves, you know, our past mistakes or, you know, lessons learned, because a lot of people feel extremely, you know, down on themselves. You can even start hating yourself for some of the things that you've done. And accountability helps you work through that. You can go back, especially when you're healing, you're like, okay, well, this happened because of this. Okay. And then once you really start to understand why things happened, accountability becomes really easy. And then, you know, after the accountability, now you're looking at, okay, we're in a safe space. We're working on the acceptance. We got the accountability part down. Now we're kind of in a safe space to where we can, you know, maybe venture out. After accountability, really, now it's up to you. Now it's up to your, you know, what's next, you know, in, we'll say, like, the physical world. What do you want to do physically? What are you doing for work? Are you happy with your job? You know, are you happy with the things that you do leisurely? Are you happy with the people around you, right? Now you can really start looking at things on the outside because you've worked, you know, on your inner self. And then once you get there, I think that's kind of where the fun begins, you know, exploring, you know. For me, I wouldn't be here if I didn't, you know, go through the roadmap and figure out what I want to do. You know, I was, long story short, I was working a job and I was extremely unhappy. So I ended up quitting. And through that process, I started looking at other avenues and I ended up, you know, becoming an influencer, content creator, because I wanted to help people out. And that's one way to, you know, help people, to reach people, is through social media. Even though I hated social media prior to that, I couldn't stand it. You know, I started with TikTok. I couldn't stand TikTok. My daughter was on TikTok. I hated it. But after I really looked at it and understood it, it became like a vessel to reach people. And then I just started reaching out on other platforms. So it ended up becoming really, you know, beneficial to me, just that process of looking at what I wanted to do. And, you know, still with that same commitment, you got to do it, you know, because even if you look at something, you're like, okay, this is what I want to do, you still got to commit to doing it. Otherwise, you're not going to do it, or you're not going to put your heart into it. That commitment gives you the heart, you know, to do something. And then once you start doing it, you just start, I mean, you're happier, your whole vibe changes, the people around you can notice it, you notice it, and then your life really just starts to change. You know, and that's kind of just an introductory to healing, just a little, you know, guidance, if that, you know, just to take a look at, you know. So hopefully that helped you. You know, like I said, it's introductory. Healing involves a lot more than that, but you got to start somewhere. And that's where I would start, you know. And hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. And if you did, please like, subscribe, share, you know, let's go ahead and get this thing out. And stay tuned for season 3 of the 2-Bit Cypher. Pettyluya.